Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to the Diva Days of Our Lives. Tonight we're going to be discussing the last week of the show and probably some more about the 50th anniversary coming up. And before we get started, I just want to let everyone know we still have our blog on www.diva.blogspot.com. We're also on Twitter at Diva of Days of Our Lives, and we're on Facebook at Diva Days, and you can also find us on iTunes. And my name's Marianna, and I'm at Mama underscore Hooch, and I'll be your host tonight. And I just want to give a shout-out to Carrie and Anna, who are busy with work and family, so they couldn't make it tonight. So I have Angela helping me tonight. So hi, Angela. How are you?
Hello. Hey. Doing real well. Doing real well.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for coming on board and helping, helping tonight. Also, I want to give a shout-out to at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. And I think they're out at the theater tonight, I think I saw on Facebook. So, I don't know. I guess they won't be calling in. And I'd also like to follow at Teo Penglis and at Lauren Coslow. And so they're all, I know Teo's out there tweeting a lot and giving teases about what's coming up for the 50th, and he's been doing that. And he also said on tweeted about on Thursday they did a 50th anniversary photo, cast photo. So that'll be fun to see, I think. I don't know when that'll come out, but that should be fun. So let's see what else. So we'll talk about and Angela and I were just talking about, we think, what in another week or so, that the new writers are going to start?
I think we're getting close. More than 10 days, probably.
Right. And I thought I saw her in Jason's site. He said something less than 10 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So that would take us into next week. And then I think Patch and Joey are supposed to come towards the end of the month. So they'll be. I think they're kind of maybe the one of the first returns, big returns.
So.
I guess that'll be showing up, and I guess we'll also be losing some of the, there was different things I've been seeing out there, spoilers and different things about. There's going to be a serial killer again. I was wondering what you thought about them doing another. It's another serial killer again. We just kind of went through that. I thought maybe they'd do something different. Be more original, and I guess is that a good way to clean house? I guess that's what they do. Have a serial killer for all
the only, almost the only way they can if they really are going to make that many adjustments.
Right.
Unless they just have everybody move to Chicago or something. But I think we've been hearing, like I said, I think for a while that it potentially would be a lot of deaths and serial killer. But I guess I'm a little bit. More optimistic in that this is not a James Riley serial killer.
Right.
So many of the serial killer stories that were so gruesome.
It's all in how it's done, I guess.
I'm hoping. And now I was a little bit concerned, about Friday and Caroline, but if that's just a temporary illness or. Quite what that really represents. We've heard so many different things, I think, on the pages to say whether she was leaving or she wasn't, or she's going to be ill, or she's and that's good. Maybe that's why the reason why they're surprised that Beau doesn't come back, because when she's really ill, then but who knows? Like I said, I'm hopeful that it's just as long as it's not real gruesome, and we've got so many people
and there's
frankly,
a reason
characters
for
that
it.
We don't. Yeah,
is it going to be a crazy person or whatever? So you know, or somebody that then, went, like, you thought Ben was going to go crazy or something, you had said.
Right. I still kind of wonder about him. But we've got so many characters that we're not really that, at least I know I'm not, and I don't think too many other people are either, very invested in. So we know some are just leaving town, Serena and right. Xander, or however they leave. We know they're leaving soon. But there's quite a few others that potentially they were leaving. It'll free up some space in Salem, but I don't know that, you know, hopefully we won't be focused on a too bad of a murder situation, you know, for too long. I mean, maybe that's what they're trying to do, is a murder mystery. I don't know. But if it was a bit more mystery and not just gruesome, yeah, I just keep thinking
right.
about when they killed Tony with the tiger thing and the what's her name? One of the alien twins. What's her name? Cassie.
Oh, Cassie was, with the, yeah, that just kind of.
I don't think I'll ever forget that.
One that I thought was well done was back in this, when Teo played both parts of Andre and Tony
mm-hmm.
during the slasher storyline
mm-hmm.
when they with the Roman mask and that was a series of people getting killed. And that was well done. I thought that was
mm-hmm.
you know, that was well done. And maybe something and you know, something like that. You know, have some
yeah,
romance
good,
and have the whole ensemble cast involved and you know, and as a
exactly.
whodunit. And actually General Hospital is kinda in that right now. It's not a serial killer, it's just who killed Silas. It's just three or four suspects. That's a little different, but yeah. So it's and we were talking about this online today at a fan site about with Andre coming back. Will he get blamed? He'll probably get blamed, and he's probably going to turn out not to be the killer, but he's probably going to get blamed. You know what I mean?
They don't have many demerits to blame.
Right, because they always, you know, this is going to be happening because I think Andre's supposed to show up near the end of September, and then there's supposed to be a big reveal, of course, on the 8th or whatever. I guess that's when the reveal, that's the big reveal, and the, you know, the
right, on the anniversary
show.
Date.
Right.
You're talking about
they're talking,
anniversary
and I guess they mean
right,
the anniversary
date.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
for the 9th.
I think it's the ninth.
Yeah, that's a Monday, yeah. So I guess when they say the big reveal, I guess they mean, like, who's done it, you know. So
mm-hmm.
I guess, yeah.
Or at least maybe the beginning of the death. I mean, I don't know. You know, I guess it depends on how Serena and Xander head out.
Maybe we don't know. I just have a feeling that Clyde is going to kill Aiden. Somehow, maybe. I don't know. And then,
yeah.
Or then somehow Clyde's going to die. And then there's also spoilers that Clyde and Paige are going to be victims of this serial killer. So I don't know how those two
Clyde
are, you know,
Paige.
What I mean? Clyde
yeah,
and
I
Paige.
Wonder how,
yeah.
I wonder
hearing,
how they're even
you know, connected.
Do they
yeah.
even know each other on the show?
That I don't know.
I don't think they do.
Okay.
I don't know. I think, you know, I read, you know, Josh Griffith has written several books that are out on Amazon. If you've got a Kindle or something, you can, some of them I think you may be able to download for free or for $1.99, or you may be able to borrow them. Yeah, they have a borrowing system on Kindle. If you're, I guess, an Amazon Prime member. And I read his short story, one of his first books that had really gotten, or his short story, it's not really a full book, but novel. And it was very good. And so I'm kind of curious in reading that, and I haven't read all of his others, but they're all out there. And they're all, you know, mysteries, and I don't know if they're all murder mysteries, but I know the one that the short story was. And I wonder
so
if maybe some of that will.
Yeah, maybe
come
he's
into
writing
play.
A lot of it. Maybe he's the one writing
mm-hmm.
it. Maybe the
could
the
be. Well, you know, just like just like when Tom Racina went to General Hospital, you know, as one of the head writers, you know, he certainly was not an experienced soap writer. However, you know, they bought his book. I forgot now if it was the Deep Freeze of Los Angeles or whatever it was, but that turned out to be, you know, the Luke and Laura and Elizabeth Taylor coming on with, you know, all of Port Charles, you know, being frozen or potentially being frozen by that machine. So that was, you know, so Tom Mersina, they purchased, not only did they hire him, but they purchased his book. Don't know that that, I have no idea, no, that that's just a guess. I just wonder. Like I said, the short story is really very good, I thought, and you could see, I won't say how, but I think you could see how some of the characters, you could probably match them up a little bit. So,
oh, really?
I hope it works out. I don't know. Maybe that's my imagination. I don't know because it's not my.
Right.
I have no idea.
It seems like the actors, most of them are genuinely happy and pleased and satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, excited. And I know we've heard this before. They all say that. But I don't know. I'm just getting a different sense from some of them that, you know, that they're kind of happy with what's going to happen. And we should be, and that the fans will like it. So.
I think so. I think, you know, especially, I mean, I have nothing but respect with Mary Beth Evans and Stephen Nichols, and they certainly have seemed really excited and positive. And of course, that's just a wonderful couple that really has not been portrayed, not their problem, but just had not been written, I guess is the right way to put it, you know, really well since their heyday.
Right.
You know, each of them by themselves. I mean, not to say that there hasn't been good story, but I'm just saying that. I think this will truly be, you know, really good for them. And it's been nice seeing, you know, more of Mary Beth, I think, on the show. And like I said, I plug her blog all the time, but it really, if folks have not looked at it, you should give it a look. It's called Plank Blog, PlankBlog. .com, and it's, you know, it's a little bit of everything, you know, cooking and home and gardening, and then she also obviously focuses and talks about days, and they've got, she's done an interview with Stephen Nichols, and really it's just excellent. I mean, just as general interest, not just for days,
we'll
but also that.
She's been
a real advocate for the show for a long time, and I think that's really good, and it's going to be interesting to see. Like I said, of course, I can't wait to see Bo
I heard Bo's coming back, but we don't know how long. I heard he's not going to be really there long, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
coming and going.
That's my impression.
Just hoping he's not going to be a victim of the killer, because some of them saying that some of the returns could be dying, being one of the victims too. So. I hate that when they bring them back and then kill them off. You know, I hate to see that happen.
I don't know if that will happen to Bo or not. I hope not.
No.
I think, Bo needs to come back and be a hero for whatever time we can have him. And then if either just have he and I hate to think, I think that if there's a possibility that he and Hope may leave with Sierra. I know they're saying that they're going to age Sierra like the other team.
Right, they are, yeah.
But certainly not before Christmas, because I certainly want to see Hope and Bo and little Sierra at Christmas. And then they can do whatever
I think they're even done filming Christmas. I think they're into January now. I think they're into New Year's. But, yeah. So I think they've already done the Horton tree and all that, I think probably already, which is really wild.
I'm kind of curious as to what will happen with Hope. I mean, I wonder what they're leading up to now
with Rafe having googly eyes for her. You know,
I don't think that this is still the old writer.
I don't see it. Bo needs to come back real quick before that happens.
Can't imagine Rafe and Hope. I think that's the old writer.
Yeah, I don't like that either. So,
but honestly, I could see maybe Hope and Bo going off on a cruise with Sierra, you know, or if he was ill like he was in 2008, having to go find the cure, you know, somewhere, and which would be sad to not
like
have them.
To see what his explanation is, you know, or was he prisoner somewhere? Was he, you know, or does Patch find him, or were they working on a case?
Yeah, I think they've been looking up the Demiras the whole time.
They've been like, you know, looking after, you know, watching for Stefano and all that. So okay. Well, maybe we can discuss what's leading up to this, discuss what happened this week on the show. I just want to, mm-hmm. maybe I'll start with what I liked the best, which was Chad and Abby. I thought they did a good job, Billy Flynn and Kate Manzi. That was like kind of soap opera angst there, you know, with them mm-hmm. declaring their love for each other. And I thought that was really good. I thought it was interesting. Of course, the whole premise was Abigail knows that she's pregnant. She was waiting for a paternity test. And as she's waiting for the paternity test, Chad had come to her and declared his love for her, said that he lied and everything. And so she's really torn now. And I think she really loves him and she doesn't know what to do. So she's waiting for this paternity test. And in the meantime, the lab technician, who Clyde has scared to death because of his wife mm-hmm. and child. So he instructed them, you know, because we know that what they gave Chad's DNA, and he said, whatever the results, that person is not to be the father. So he's got all ready to run the test, and here he gets called away to this goofy meeting or something that can't wait. So he leaves, and in the meantime, his assistant, who had gone out to lunch, but lunch date was canceled, comes back and thought she'd do him a favor and run the test. So she ran the test. It comes back, gives the envelope to Abigail, and Abigail's almost ready to open it. And the lab technician comes back. He's in a panic. She tells him what happened. And so he makes this last desperate call to Kayla and said that it was contaminated mm-hmm. and he needs to run it again. So Abigail doesn't open the envelope. Why would you not open the envelope? She's just about ready to. Open the envelope. You know, it was going to say Chad.
I thought they had some interesting editing in that, because I thought that the envelope initially was more of a card size envelope versus, mm-hmm. you know, like an 8.5 by 11 standard mailing mm-hmm. envelope. And so I thought that was,
of course, Kayla ran into Chad and dropped it when she was initially going to give it to them. You know, he mm-hmm. just happened to be there. But then yeah. she shredded it, and because we all know the test was positive, because we know Chad's father.
Well, I mean, we've all seen too many of these switch paternity tests on days.
Right.
How many have there been? There's been more of those than accurate tests. I don't think there have ever been any really, you know, I think all of the tests have been tampered with that they've done. But I'm still not a really big, I'm just not a big Abigail and Chad fan.
A Chad fan, I guess. I don't know. I kind of like mm-hmm. him. He's growing on me. Billy Flynn.
I think he's trying. And I think she, you know, and I think she is too. And I think it was, I think it was very Tomlin-esque, as far as that, having the paternity test. It's just frustrating, I think, for me to see, I guess, because we don't really know what's going to happen. I think that's what is getting to me, because I know the writers are changing. So now if I didn't know all of that, then, you know, maybe I would be more on the pins and needles about it. But I guess
Waiting. Do you like her better with Ben? Do you like Ben? Because I don't care for Ben.
No, I don't think we know enough about Ben to really care. Care about Ben. And that's a real difficult, you know, and that's part of the writer's problem too, is that there was just never their intention for him to have that much depth and to be there that long. But, you know, because Will's just like, they wrote Rafe. They've never written Rafe in any depth either, and Rafe's been on the show since 2008. So I don't know. I think it's, you know, I guess I think after another week when we know that the new writing has started, I think I'll be more excited. But for right now, I really am not feeling the Abby and Chad part. But I know I have several friends who do watch and that don't read any spoilers, don't do anything on the internet.
Oh,
and they're all enjoying the Chad and Abby story. So it may just be that I'm tainted because, you know, of reading stuff.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be interesting. I was surprised that Clyde, and I don't want to jump ahead, so tell me if I am, that Clyde fired Aiden this week.
Well, no, he didn't fire Aiden. Aiden refused. Aiden came to them and said that he can no longer represent him from whatever he found out. So he doesn't want that. It was Aiden saying he can't
Right, but Clyde called
them.
Somebody, and I don't know who Clyde called. But, you know, because I think that's the other thing that's kind of a mystery, is who is Clyde really working for someone? And because Clyde called someone, and he said, I thought that he said that he had fired Aiden. But you're right, Aiden, you know, got upset. And you really, to the audience, we can't really see anything evil about Aiden. We still just think, you know, he's...
I've seen it out there that they thought maybe Aiden could be the serial killer, you know, maybe because we didn't know that much about him, because he did start out to maybe be a bad guy. So I don't know. I don't know how this is.
I hope not.
He's gonna,
I hope not. I,
yeah,
like,
I don't know.
I
think he's going to get killed
so
first. Yeah, I think he's going to, because he's already gone. So I'm thinking Clyde might, you know, get after him. He didn't give a reason because he was investigating Clyde, and he must have found something out either about Clyde or Ben or something. I don't know. And of course, Rafe and Hope are still investigating Clyde. Clyde's getting to be real. And now Kate's having second thoughts. You know, Kate's, you know, Justin warning her against Clyde and Marlena. And she even went to Marlena. We had Marlena and Kate scene. Marlena was, you know, she was asking Marlena. Of course, Marlena says she can't tell her much because he's a patient and everything. But, yeah, so I don't know. Clyde's on his way out, too. So
I hope, and I have no way of knowing if this is even part of the story or not, but I would still like to see Stefano get revenge on Clyde, because I know that in my mind, Stefano knows every single thing Clyde is up to.
Including
the mansion is bugged.
See, I always thought there they kind of hinted that Victor and Stefano were kind of working together against Clyde, you know, he did to Sonny, too. You know, Victor has a bit on him, but they kind of gone
That's
away
true.
From that now. And now Clyde is into this. He wants his land that Abigail's supposed to get. You know, he's having the same motives as Stefano is about this land, which is that so, I don't know. That was made up too.
I think that whole thing is far fetched. I have no way to know, but I still think Stefano just made that up so that Clyde would think that there was something.
Oh, the trap
to get.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because he said it in the drawing room at the Demare Mansion. So I don't know.
Right.
I guess we'll see. Part of it too could have, you know, because of the way the writing has been, it may be that. You know, they've left a lot of things hanging so that it will get picked up with the new script. One of the things I did notice this week, and really especially with Abigail and Chad, going back to what you were talking about, is that they did so many flashbacks and reran scenes at the beginning of the show. So there was a good bit of filler this week as far as, you know, and you certainly got to see a good bit of the Chad and Abigail stuff that they reran, you know, and, you know, when they reran the flashbacks in black and white and from different people's perspectives and all that kind of stuff. So there was a lot of that. So it may be that, you know, there really are some twists coming, but they wanted to wait until the new writers really.
Right. Because somehow he's going to find out. That'll be interesting to see whether, you know, sometimes the baby gets hurt or something, you know, and that blood things don't really match, you know, you never know, but eventually, I'm sure it's going to come out that Chad is the father. But, you know, because he had heard her crying in there and come in and, you know, she just told him that, you know, she can't marry him. You know, she's going to marry. And then, of course, and then she goes and accepts Ben's proposal, you know, and they're going to get married. And so, just one word on the fashion statement front. Did you see her? I don't know, but it looked like whatever shirt she had in, it was tucked in the front. And it was hanging out the back. Now, is this a new style, or did she just forget to tuck it in the back? Because it looked odd.
I have no idea. I thought it looked horrible, and that kept bothering me the whole time I was watching it. Because tuck your shirt in.
Either tuck your shirt in or pull the front out and let it hang out over the front. So I just, the top was kind of
not really
nice. But,
she's not able to show at this point. She's not that far along to be showing. I don't understand. I thought that was a very odd outfit, and she had
it was
not
an odd outfit,
week.
And I don't know if I'm missing something and I'm out of touch because, you know, with these young kids or whatever, if that's the way they wear their shirts now or if that's the way it was supposed to be. But that was just a statement. So, and another one,
know.
And maybe we can segue into the next thing, was Teresa and that dress that cut in the shoulders with cut out. I thought that was ugly. It looked like it was like a paper doll. I don't know what it was, but it just, you know, how the shoulders were cut out, how they cut the shoulders
mm-hmm.
out. And I guess that gets the style too. But anyway,
I think that type of style is more at an evening or something, not just a day dress. Because what would you know,
with her
would
and
you
her
really
fake,
wear that to work?
I
don't know, but I thought that it was. I did like the color. I thought it was a very good color.
It was a pretty color.
Her. But they kind of fooled us. That was one of the first times I've seen where they really did a pretty convincing job of thinking that, you know, here, you know, Brady's going to catch her finally, and then, you know, and then you think, no, he didn't. He's just that dumb again. But then you realize, no, he really did.
Here's kind of how it happened. It was like, of course, Teresa comes up with this idea because she threw something and Anne said something about, oh, you could get hurt or somebody could get hurt. And they gave her this idea that she got hurt and she sprained her ankle or broke her ankle or whatever. And of course, she paid off, this Dr. Lee. She was going to pay him off to, you know, send, you know, the x-rays and all that, because she even told Brady, look at the x-rays, do whatever. And like you said, he wasn't believing her, so he went out, pretended he shut the door, and then he snuck back in, but he didn't really catch her. She was standing, you know, she was there with her crutches, so he didn't really catch her there. But then again, he came in, did you see the part where he came in and her and Anne were talking, and they were saying about Dr. Lee and all this, and he said about calling, and then he said, he came back and said, called her a liar, and I want the truth. Now, that's how it ended Friday, so now I don't know. Is this going to be about something else, or has he truly finally figured, you know, caught her? That's what I'm hoping.
I'm hoping so, too, because I don't
that's
want
what
Brady
it seems
to be
like.
Stupid.
You know,
Brady is a little bit smarter than the way they have written him the last year and a half, and it's very frustrating for me to watch it, I think, and then think he's being fooled, especially just the, I mean, I really, really like Jim Lilly, and I wish that they would show some other side of that character, Teresa, such that we really could root for her at some level, but it just seems like at every turn they're not doing that. It just seems like, you know, she's just all bad. And
I thought they were going to try to redeem her after she had the baby, but now she's just still scheming, using the baby and using all this.
Oh, I know, and it's almost really evil. Who would want to take an unqualified health care, you know, nanny and put them in charge of your child?
Right.
I mean, that's pretty awful. So I'm anxious to see what happens with the new writers and the character of Teresa, because they really do need to give us something to be, you know, to see it and understand her as more than just an evil character, because she really, like I said, there just isn't anything redeeming. But I always enjoy Anne,
she was there. And well, okay, it was funny because Teresa was talking, Carolyn Brady was there. Carolyn was talking to Teresa. And, of course, Anne comes in and just drops in, didn't know Carolyn was there. And she said about Dr. Lee, you know, paying him off and keeping him quiet. And she looks. But then again, there's Carolyn with, you know, forgetfulness and Alzheimer. So I think they are thinking, oh, she's not going to remember anyway. And she's not going to be, you know, she's not going to remember. But I don't know. And then, speaking of Caroline, you know, she was talking to Serena, and Serena wanted her to help her with with Eric, and she told her no, and she kind of, like, grabbed her head, kind of almost reminded me like a headache or maybe a throat.
She had a headache.
Yeah, she's having a headache, so I'm wondering if she had, like, a hemorrhage or a stroke or something, and then she fell. And that's how it kind of ended, with Serena trying to get her help. So, like you said, I don't know what's going to come of that, if she's going to be sick or they're going to write her out, or
I really think that that's going to be the impetus about trying to get everyone back, you know, wondering why Bo wouldn't come back for that. And I did think that, and as far as your fashion report and everything, I thought that they really had Caroline dressed really well. That was a pretty, you know, little St. John's suit
good.
Or something.
Yes, looked
she
nice.
Really looked mm-hmm. sweet, you know, and, but I, you know, in my heart of hearts, I hope Caroline makes it. And because I think that they are supposed, I have heard in spoilers, don't know if it's true or not, but that there is going to be more Caroline and Victor stuff going on. So I hope that actually turns out to be the case.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But I don't know. You know, I've heard that maybe she really didn't have Alzheimer's. Maybe she had some other illness diagnosed as Alzheimer's. But again, I have no idea. I just, like I said, I know Peggy McKay is you know, so sweet, and clearly she just wants to act. And so as long as she wants to act and she's able to do it, I say keep her on the show.
As long as they're able to. I think people like that, like Victor and Caroline and Stefano and those, the older mm-hmm. actors, I think they'll keep them on there until they say that, okay. And I know a lot of times it's going to be their choice to go.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know what I mean?
Be.
And that'll be the end. And then that's probably what. But I'm sure Caroline, well, you know, Peggy McKay will probably, when she does leave, it'll probably be her choice. And then speaking of Victor, he hired, you know, he stripped Xander of all his money, and now he has him working as a boy, shoveling manure and everything, like out in the barns and stuff. So, of course, Brady and Teresa aren't happy with that, but Victor's trying. I don't know what Victor's up to. I don't know. I guess he thinks that he can keep an eye on him and keep him here. He's so Bo, and, you know, they can keep the charges. But see, I thought that they didn't have any charges or any evidence against Xander. Oh, it's confusing me.
I don't think
but
they
Victor
do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was strange.
That doesn't make sense. Yeah. I think,
not
you know,
what
and
they
I have
wrote
heard.
Before.
I've heard someone dies in the barn.
Oh, well, maybe Xander, because he's about soon to go, isn't he? Or him and Serena.
Yeah, they've been telling us for more than 6 months they were going soon.
And it was
so
funny, Xander said something to Serena. Serena says to him, well, I'm leaving. He said, you've told me that how many times before? You know, leaving. I thought you were leaving before, and I kept thinking to myself, yeah, Serena, we thought you were leaving a long time ago.
Melissa Archer is a good actress, and she did a great job on One Life to Live. And so, you know, just as with Cassie mm-hmm. DePaiva, you really can't judge these people off of what they've had to portray on Days, because it's just not fair.
All these actors that come to Days, their characters are just, they look bad when they come to Days.
You know,
they
it's almost
do great
like
on other
filler. It's like it was filler to begin with. I just feel like they just were
horrible,
trying to keep something going. And it's the writer's situation. I mean, not the dialogue, you know, script writers, but I mean the people that are writing mm-hmm. the breakdowns and the longer story. But it's just sad. But honest to goodness, no offense to Melissa Archer, because, again, I think she's a very good actress. And something else, she would be good. But honest to goodness, I am so ready for Serena to be gone. I just...
Oh, shit.
But she came up with that letter, and then I thought, okay, she's writing the letter. She wrote the letter for Days to Eric, and then I thought, okay, just mail it. What was the difference between putting a stamp on it and it going to his mailbox versus going to some family member of his that is mad with her to try to pass the letter along? That made no sense to me. It was just a ploy, I think, just to get, you know, a lot of it, I think, is just kind of situational to get, you know, to get Caroline to have had the attack and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I hope Serena leaves. I really do. It's time. It's been time, long time ago. So, you know, again, nothing against Melissa Archer. God bless her. I hope that she gets to do something great soon. But this has not been great. So I don't know. And then the Xander thing was actually a little bit funny, though. I thought when he was it the gardener he was talking to?
Yes.
The front porch. I actually thought that Paul Telfer was really trying to add a little bit of comedy in there. too. You know, as macabre as it might be, so kind of anxious to see how they finish it off. But it has to be coming to an end. I think by the end of August, I think they're both supposed to be gone, Serena and Xander.
Right.
Yeah, hopefully that will be now. But now this week too, I don't know. You tell me what you want to discuss. I did want to cover Chloe's visit.
Oh yes, Chloe. Oh, I could have just. Wasn't Chloe a bitch? I'm sorry. That's what I'm going to call her because I don't think she's very fair to Nicole. I'm just not a Chloe
no.
fan at all. That was horrible how she treated Nicole, I thought.
It was. And Nicole was so beaten up by everybody.
Really? I mean, the way Chloe said, you know, like she knew that they were engaged and she didn't want Nicole to be Parker's stepmother. Because she didn't think she would be a good stepmother because Nicole always gets it wrong. It never works out for her. I mean, just the way she said, she was just so cold, and they were supposed to be friends. And I'm glad Nicole didn't take it from her and just let her have it, you know. But then Daniel came and set her straight.
I will always see Chloe and think, with hope that they would bring her back to be the good character that she was at one time and not, you know, just, you know, someone that's morally bankrupt and, you know, just. That's not Chloe. But because, you know, Chloe, you know, look at it. Chloe has a lot going for her. She's very gifted musically. She's got all these other good things going for her. She had loving parents. For her to be, and then to, you know, and she has, I mean, you know, they had the whole, you know, flesh eating thing, you know, so originally, Nicole was not a close friend of Chloe's because she, you know, he went and hurt her, but then they did become friends. And I felt like, you know, at the end, I thought it, my perception of the way it was ending, because she was only there for like a day and a half, she changed her mind.
Only because Daniel talked to her about it. You know what I mean? And convinced her that Chloe, Nicole, you know, came clean when she did and didn't lie anymore and that Nicole has changed. He said, people do change, we change. And then, you know, about the cheating and all that. Oh, look what Chloe, I mean, like Chloe's no saint. I mean, look what Chloe did. Chloe's just being hypocritical too, but of course they're all hypocritical.
I kept thinking, why did they bring this story up? Now, if it was because of the old writers and maybe they thought they were going to write Nicole out of the show and they wanted
to
have.
Like, what was the purpose of Chloe? And I thought, is Nicole going to back out now and say, I'm a screw up. Chloe's pointing that out. I'm only going to hurt Daniel. And I thought that's what they were going to do. Like, Chloe's going to tell Daniel now that she can't marry him. That's what I thought was going to happen. But it wasn't. She stuck, you know, he stuck up for her, and Nicole kind of stuck up for herself, too. So
I hope, like I said, that with the new writers, we get, you know, a really good story for Nicole and with Eric, you know, or at least a good story for Nicole, if not with Eric. But I'm very protective. Like I said, I really think that Nicole character and Arianne Zucker has done such a good job with really absolutely.
Oh, I know.
Months.
I just love Nicole. I'm always rooting for Nicole now. You know, I really like her.
And it was sad. I mean, when Chloe just lit into her, she just hit weakness in Nicole's heart, and that was painful. And so, it was just so sad to see the hurt in her eyes. So, I mean, if nothing else, it definitely gave us a lot more empathy for Nicole, although I think right now, you know, I think it's almost we feel so sorry for her because it's just so, so sad. But I hope that there's going to be a good story, you know, around the bend for Nicole. But like I said, precious Daniel coming in and convincing everyone.
And they started fighting. They're grabbing each other, and he had to break up their fight and told Nicole to leave. And he said,
"Oh yeah, that was
me,
almost
you know
that their food. Did they have a food fight? Was it a food-oriented thing?
I forget who started. You know, I thought there was. Yeah. Oh.
Because that was almost like a little
Nicole was making something that was real hard to make, and she had it all done, and Chloe took it and dropped it.
That's right, the mushroom thing.
Yeah. Yes, and she took it and dropped it, and it's all, you know, she spent all that time on it and stuff. Yeah, so some of that might have got thrown around too. I don't know, but that's when Nicole.
Yeah, I think it reminded me. It reminded me of the food fight in the pub back in 2008 when they were arguing. She and Sammy and Nicole, and it was right after Chloe and Lucas had been together, and they were arguing, telling Sammy that they knew she loved EJ and for her to stop denying it, whatever, and they were throwing food. And then Sammy threw something, and, of course, and EJ walked in the door to the pub, and he's the one that got hit with the pie. But that's a memorable scene from that era. So I thought it was a little bit of a salute. I mean, to me, it reminded me of the food fight from long ago. But I really hope that they were to, if they, of course, now that they're not going to have J. Kenneth Johnson come back as Philip, and they've hired Jean-Paul Lavoisier, and I'm trying to keep an open mind, although I really, really wish that J. Kenneth Johnson would come back, I guess it's not as important, but he and Chloe, I'll always be a Chloe fan, so.
Oh, you're a Chloe fan, yeah. No, I did like Chloe, like, back in the day with Philip. You know,
And I think Parker is their child. I think at some point that was supposed to be there.
He always looked like he could be Phillips, not Daniels. You know, but Daniel was really good with him. I mean, that's one role I like Daniel in is like when he's with that little boy, you know, as the father figure more so than, you know. But
don't you think Daniel looks a little bit different too? That they've really done something with Sean Christian as far as getting rid of the fake tan, and they've cut his hair.
They've gotten rid of the gray
in his hair. He just looks a little bit different. I think maybe they were reading the complaints. I mean, he's a handsome man. I don't get them. Get me wrong. I think
he is handsome. I saw him in person at Day of Days, and he's very handsome. It's just like the character, you know, I didn't like, but he is very. Well, they're all very beautiful people on that show.
Fans joke about the tan.
We always did. Oh my gosh, yeah. You know, I know Anna always did. You know, the orange glow. You know, between him and Chloe. So, yeah.
It'll be interesting. I'm anxious. I think they've kept it pretty well hidden. We don't really know what's going to happen November the 9th, which is good. So that'll be a really big surprise. And, of course, we are excited. I can't wait for Teo to be on. I hate that it's going to be as late as September. I was hoping that he was going to show up earlier.
It's been like forever since we knew he was coming back, and it's like, oh, my gosh. It's like you can't wait, you know. And like I said, he puts all those teases out there like every week when he goes in. And he did put that they are working a lot. He's working. He's doing 9 shows next week.
Wow.
He's in like every day. 5 days, you know, every day, doing 9 shows in 5 days. So that's a lot. So
that is. Well, like I said, that will be good, and it'll be good to see somebody that's really an interesting character that has a lot of mystery about him anyway.
He's involved with a lot of the characters, so he's intermingled. Like, you know, he has scenes with a lot of people in Salem. So. That he's been mentioning, you know, like he's like with Deidre, and he's had scenes with, you know, Stefano and Chad and Hope. The different ones will say that he works with, you know, he comes back each, you know, time, and he's on set and gives a little tease, a couple of pictures and stuff. So, yeah.
Well, it does make you think, though, too, that another really well-established character is leaving. and that, you know, they needed to bring back someone that was not that Andre was well loved, but again, he was well, mm-hmm. you know, was an interesting character, and everyone liked Tony and Andre in the story of them. So
I wish
think
both
that's
of
another,
them were
back.
Love to see mm-hmm. him do both roles, you know, Tony and I'm still hoping that Andre might still turn out to be Tony with a split personality or with a pretending to be Andre, but you never know, you know. But I'm anxious mm-hmm. to see Tao back. Whether
I think
it's Tony
I
or Andre.
The only thing that concerns me is that it makes me think that maybe we're going to lose another character, may not just a, you know, peripheral person, but someone that really significant. So, because then that would free up. Like I said, but I'm just thrilled that, like I said, he's back, and I'd be glad to see him. I'm ready to see him. So that'll be good. And of course, then they've got the return of Sean and Belle and Claire. And yeah, although like I said, I've said before, I'm not excited about a Belle and Philip reunion. That was never a favorite pairing for me. So
yeah, I never really cared for them either, you know.
So I'm anxious to see Sean D. I loved him, and I don't, I guess they're gonna just bring back the little girl Claire as a 16-year-old.
It'd be a lot of teenagers, you know, in that age group.
Well, it's gonna be confusing if they bring her back with Sean D at the very beginning and little Sierra is still little Sierra, because Sierra was already born, right?
Right. Yeah, it's going to be
Claire
kind of
born.
Weird if Claire and Sierra are the same age, because Claire and Sierra aren't the same age. Claire's older, right? Am I right? I'm not sure. Or was Claire
before remember.
Sierra?
I can't remember.
Or maybe they are around
I
the
think
same age.
They're close. They're really close, and
uh-huh.
I want to see. You know, I'm just like I said. I really want to hold on to Sierra because I just love Lauren.
Oh,
Gold.
I know. That's the only thing. When you have a good child actor like that, you don't want them to age because they're so good. You know, you
well,
don't want to leave
them. I will feel yeah. very upset if they bring back Bo and we do not have an opportunity to see Hope and Bo and Sierra together.
I have a feeling she'll probably be aged at that time. Like by the time Bo
I
comes
hope
back.
Not. I think we need a hug and a kiss or something.
Yeah.
Because they're too sweet. And they all look, I mean, they really do look like they could all be mother, father, and child. They really do.
And I always liked the little boys that played Johnny, too. In fact, I saw one that they got a role in Fuller House, the new movie. Or
oh, good.
About the Full House. They're mm-hmm. on there. So.
Awesome.
So,
they
yeah,
were very good.
Yeah, they were cute. They were good.
And I always liked them with James Scott, especially. It's sweet.
Another thing I wanted to is about, of course, Will and Paul and all them, and how Kate walked in on Paul and Derek. So then she knows, and she goes blabbing away. And Paul knew this was going to happen because he knows how Kate was. So he went and told Sonny what happened, you know. And, of course, you know.
I'm ready for that whole. It's like all it ever is with them is that somebody's catching them in the bed and this, that, and the other, and somebody's leaving.
Yeah.
And there's confusion. It seems like it's like a French farce movie or something. I'm ready for that to be done. It's awful to say. I mean, I'm fine with if they keep Derek or don't and whatever. I just, like I said, I just.
Why is her guy
I just kind of tune out with all of that. Unfortunately, I just tuned out.
Yeah. Did you hear Guy Wilson might be leaving? They might be. He might.
Well, his contract was up in August.
Yeah, I heard he might be. Whether maybe not necessarily the Will character, but the actor himself, you know, and another recast for Will. I don't know, but of course we
know
Sonny's leaving, so that's going to be. I just like why? How wonder how Sonny's going to leave? I hope they're not. He's not going to be one of those.
I think he's just leaving town, though. I've read that he's leaving town, so there's a potential that he could return or something. But I don't.
Oh, okay.
Like I said, I don't know. With Guy Wilson, I just don't think. You know, it's awfully difficult to step in for someone that won 3 consecutive Emmys for their portrayal of Will. You know, Chandler Massey was certainly not the first, not even probably the fifth actor that played Will, but most certainly he's the most memorable. And so it was a hard thing for an actor, regardless, to step into that role. And I think I don't think that the character of Will has been helped by the writing in the last 10, 12 months either. So I think it probably would be good for them to either write him out and give it a rest, or if they want to recast it. Yeah, I think everyone is wondering, since Chandler Massey is doing that personal appearance in September, I think. They're wondering if he would come back for a short, short arc or something, but I haven't seen
it. Maybe they'll get it back.
Like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess he's in school full time, I'm assuming. Chandler Massey, isn't he in school full time?
That I don't know. Well, before we wrap it up, I just want to touch on some things like JJ, although it's not JJ Page and Kyle, which, like, that story, I don't know. I guess JJ's trying to get Kyle, he's working undercover, and he's kind of going rogue a little bit. He's like, Roman tells him to not do this, but he's going on his own and he's kissing or whatever. And that kind of story is like, I don't know, I'm just ready for that to be over. That Even Jennifer, did you see where she thought she was stabbing Jennifer? She was dreaming of stabbing Jennifer from there. Oh, gosh. She's still, trying to find a way to get back at Jennifer. It's like, that's kind of like, get over that already, So.
Yeah, I'm hoping that with the new writers that we'll have sort of maybe an A. Martinez and Cassie DePaiva reunion of sorts or something, and they'll give her a completely, if they're going to keep her on the show, that they're going to just give her a completely different story. I think this is in some type of interview that Casey Moss, who plays JJ, said that with the new writers, they were planning on giving him, a really good story. So I think his role as the undercover person will probably continue or something, and then if something happens to Paige, then he'll probably be investigating that maybe, and I hope that's it, because I like Casey Moss a lot. And
he's turned into a really, really good actor,
And did it look like to you that the Kiriakis Mansion has blown back up into the normal size?
Yeah, I think it has, because you actually see the entryway now. Yeah, because they were actually, as you come into the, then you have the foyer there, and they were all standing out in that. So yeah, it's kind of gotten bigger. They just need to get that DeMera Mansion back. I'm telling you what, once Andre comes back, that DeMera Mansion better like open up real big. I mean, all they show is that little sitting room in there.
And it's so poorly decorated. It's awful. I mean, that's really grim.
It's awful. We need the big room with the chat, where they come to the door, we need that back. I still, still want Andre to open the door, wide and say, I'm back or whatever. But anyway, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
I hope so. Well, they said that, they're going to have because the Kiriakis compound is getting bigger. They're going to have the barn. I read where there's supposed to be some type of guest house. Now, I don't know if the guest house and the barn were really the same thing. And then I have heard that they're going to bring the dining room back, which I love, and hope they do more dinners over there, because that was wonderful when they used to do those.
Same with the DeMeras too, and the DeMera dinner. So, they used to do the.
Oh, I know.
Those were the best.
And the DeMeras did it without a dining room. They just brought a table in
there. Yeah, actually, they did have the dinner in the living then living room area. Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I've never been on a tour of the sets, but I think from what I saw, maybe in that 45th anniversary book, but that is actually one big set. The Kiriakis and their mansion,
From what I understand,
we shall see, I guess. But I'm excited that I'm excited that the new writers are almost here.
Yeah, and there is a 50th anniversary book coming out. Greg Meng has it out. I think he's on Amazon. And also, I wanted to say that Teo had that his new book, Celebrity, is Seducing Celebrity One Meal at a Time. That's coming out, and around the same time, 50th anniversary. So that'll be good.
Awesome.
That'll
be a great Christmas gift.
He got the cover back, and the great pictures, and he's kind of
tweeting things about that now. It's just like different cuisines and that for, with different celebrities that he's met and the meals that he would make for them, you know. And so it's very interesting and good pictures of his, you know, a lot of recipes and stuff in there. So different kind of a book. So this will be his second book. And if it'll be ready around the same time as the 50th, that'll be good. So that'll be another thing.
Yeah, I think the 50th comes out around the middle of October is when it's released. I looked at Amazon not too long ago, and I think it's published in October.
Right.
And, but I can't wait to get the cookbook from Teo because I always like to hear him talk about his cooking and ideas. I could think it always sounds wonderful. But that should be that'll be really good.
He needs to get back to tweeting more. He used to tweet like different recipes on there, or what he was cooking or something. He used to do that a lot. And a lot right now, he's talking. He does a lot on Facebook more on his travels and stuff and his where he has been. So yeah, so that'll be coming up. So it's a lot to look forward to. So we'll see what goes on next week.
I'm anxious
on the show,
to see the to see the new writers and to get moving with where the story is really going, because like I said, right now it's hard to, you know, there have been some good points, but I'm ready, like I said, because I can't really get myself completely invested until I know that the new writers are in place.
Yeah. So pretty soon we'll see a difference. So.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, hopefully we can get Anna and Carrie back next week or whatever. So hopefully we'll be here again next week. See what happens. So. Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Angela, for
it was fun. And you take care.
It was fun. Yeah. Always good to hear your thoughts. And so, we'll maybe see you next week. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.